Okay, so we're into our third podcast on redeemables now. We've covered the questions on the control condition in the first podcast and no consideration other than shares condition in the second podcast. If you haven't already, be sure to check out those podcasts first. Let's now talk about the third condition for equity classification of redeemables. Paragraph 23C of Section 3856 states that if there is a contractual agreement, such as a redemption schedule, that requires the enterprise to redeem the shares at the request of the holder at a specified date or time, the shares are a liability. Okay, so we've received a few questions around what if there is a redemption schedule for some of the redeemables, but not all of them. So Armand, if I were to give you a scenario here where, let's say, an enterprise issued 1,000 redeemables in a tax planning arrangement in year one, and then in year two, a redemption schedule is drawn up for 100 of those shares, does that taint the remaining 900 shares for which there is no redemption schedule? Whenever you're ready, Armand.
Okay. That's a great question, Mohammed. If we look at the words closely in paragraph 23, it says, if any of the above conditions are not met for any or all of the shares issued, the issuer shall classify those shares as a financial liability. The reason I point that out is the guidance indicates that only those shares for which there is a redemption schedule should be classified as a liability. So in the scenario you've described, where you have 1,000 redeemables issued and 100 have a redemption schedule, only the 100 shares are a liability and the remaining 900 shares are equity, assuming the other conditions are also met. But let's say you have a similar scenario, but in year one, there's a redemption schedule for 100 shares. And then in year three, there is another redemption schedule for 100 shares, and again in year five. Now you have a pattern of redemptions. Here's where judgment needs to be applied, and one can conclude that the rest of those shares at this point should also be classified as a liability, not just 100 shares each time for which there is a redemption schedule.
That's fantastic, Armand. Now, one more question here. In this scenario, the transaction was done, and then soon after, there is a redemption schedule drawn up for some of the shares. Now, the board included guidance in the standard in paragraph 23D of section 3856 that if redeemables are issued in a series of transactions, those transactions collectively make up a tax planning arrangement. So what should stakeholders be considering when looking at this guidance?
That's an interesting question. The guidance on the series of transactions as one tax planning arrangement is very much an area of judgment where stakeholders have to consider all the facts and circumstances. So let's say you have an estate freeze transaction where in step one, you exchange common shares for redeemables. And in step two, new common shares are subscribed for by either the same individual or someone else. In most cases, those would be contemplated all at once, and you have one tax planning arrangement.
Now, let's say the two steps occurred months apart instead of one after another.